episode 158 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright, guys. Last week I stupidly chose Gate.
Okay.
Should have picked anything else. It was terrible. It is a Japanese fantasy novel series written by Takumi Yanai, illustrated by somebody who was originally serialized from 2006 to 2009. Anime came out in 2015 and aired until 2016.
Sure did.
That's it.
Premise.
In the middle of, was it Tokyo?
Yes.
A portal opens up, but the portal's kind of like one of those old Greek Roman like buildings.
Yeah.
It resembles that. Like that's not exactly like
that.
Like
a pantheon almost.
Yeah. I can't think of the word. Thank you. Kind of like that. But it's way more generic. Somehow.
A little bit.
And, you know, fantasy creatures and people come out of it and start murdering people.
They do.
The JSDF respond, kill them all easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then they essentially venture into it. And the show's really just this weird, almost like a history book.
Almost.
Telling of, like, this is what happened, then this happened, and now they're friends, and now they're continuing to, like, it's just terrible.
It's a lot of mediation going on.
And the mediation is like, oh my god, these green-suited people, because they're in...
They're green.
They're in military.
Right.
Clothing, camo. Oh, for some reason, forest camo. Well, I guess forest kind of makes sense, because they are going to wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're like, oh my god, these people, they won't want to mediate, they won't want to, like... Because, like, they saved us from these terrible, you know, rebels or bandits or whatever. Like, they're going to want everything.
Right.
And we have to give it to them, because otherwise they can kill us easily. And then they're not. They're benevolent. And that's pretty much every interaction. Like, Japan just like, here's money, here's food, we want to help you, here's education.
Yeah, it's a little unrealistic. It's really, like, Japan's this saintly country. There's no way they would act that way.
But. Well, no one would. Not just them. I mean, no country would. Sure, you'd come in and you'd give relief. Like, every country does that after you beat the living fuck out of them, apparently. Hundreds of thousands they've murdered in quote-unquote war. Some would call that a genocide.
to be fair, they were attacking.
They were fighting, yeah, sure, but, like... When you can just click a button and delete 300,000 people without losing a single person, that's kind of a genocide.
Kind of, but at the same time, those people were attacking regardless. And if they were to, what are you supposed to do when you're being constantly attacked?
No, you're not wrong.
Like, sure, if
it's not like they went out there and attacked. Oh. They went out there, waited, and then were attacked.
I'm just saying, if a bunch of ants started attacking you, and they were...
It's a bit of a genocide.
But they're biting you, and it's hurting.
They deserve it.
And it's hurting, and you're not going to...
They deserve it. It's still genocide. Still wiping their people out.
But, that
being said, it's unrealistic for them to have gathered that kind of forces. If they had those kinds of forces to throw at people, then they wouldn't be warring amongst themselves. There'd be like a one nation or two big nations, you know what I mean?
I thought there was.
Because we don't even have that kind of people to throw at each other.
I thought that was one big nation. It was big.
Yeah, it was sort of, but they talked, especially in the beginning, mostly in the beginning, about like factions and stuff like that.
Yeah, within the one
sure,
big
whatever.
Government. It's like a congress and stuff.
Fine.
So.
Either way, like there'd be less of that. Like even now, getting that amount of people on the battlefield, we can't actually do that. Not within a month. We have, like, 30,000 troops readily available right now to go fight. Maybe a bit more.
You know, it's you're not wrong, but at the same time, they don't really tell us how much time has passed for a lot of this stuff.
At most, because people can't really learn the language. Even the main guy didn't know it for a while. It's, like, at most, it's been a few months.
But, like I'm saying, they, like, build a whole town and stuff in the time periods that they're there. So,
who... towards the end of the show, yeah, probably a year.
Okay.
You have to guesstimate, I guess.
So you picked this anime and you said it was good.
I know, well, maybe.
Why did you think that?
I think what happened was I was on my phone and it played in the background. And maybe okay. I looked over once or twice and thought it was good.
Because I actually got into it.
You did you?
I actually did like it.
I don't know.
I don't know what it was. It was just the way the military was interacting with the fantasy worlds. And anytime that was going on, I was really into it. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, just for some reason, the mixture of the way that the politics were working and like in the way that the main guy, I really like the main cast.
That's fair. The main guy is a bit of a otaku, I guess. Right?
He's into
anime culture, video games.
Yeah, he's a nerd essentially, but he's also like the most badass soldier they got.
Somehow, of course.
Because we had this argument off screen. You can be a nerd and still be a badass.
Sure, I'm not saying you can't. How many of them do exist?
A few. Apparently one, and that's it's here. None of the other ones are like that. Everyone else is always making fun of him.
Well, there's one other guy that was into anime or whatever, and then he starts bugging him, and he's like, leave me alone.
But it's like, but he's an office guy.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. So, I mean, yeah, not every badass is like that, obviously. There are going to be fewer, but you only see one, so it's realistic.
There's no real plot. We outlined the plot just now. There's like little mini plots of like Princess Pina Colada.
It's stupid, and a lot of it is really stupid, but I don't know.
It's kind of on purpose, though. Yeah. So, like, it's like, all right, I'll give you that. You know what I mean?
Like, they have the harem trope in here, where, you know, you got a Lolly character, and, like...
Although the Lolly wasn't that young,
to be fair. No, technically she was 927 years old, but that's my point. That's my whole point. They have, like, the tropes there, but they're intentional tropes to almost... And like
to make fun of them.
Make fun of them and turn them on their head.
It definitely feels
good. Because it's not a harem. Because the main character really isn't going for any of them.
To be fair, most harems, the main character isn't. They're oblivious and dumb about it. But I agree. I don't think it is.
But he is... They specifically point out that he's into these types of kind of girls and stuff. That this is his dream.
He likes the elf the most, right? The blonde elf.
Yeah, but they indicated that the elf was into one of the other girls. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. I really got into it, and now I know I got into it because I actually went further than I had to.
Oh, no.
So, like, I went into
it's objectively bad, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Okay, that's fair.
It's almost like a guilty pleasure, honestly.
That's hey.
Like, I don't know what it was. I just,
you know, I kind of liked it the first time, so I don't know why I kind of liked it then, and I really don't like it now. I can't. Those two, like the nostalgia and the current reality, really aren't meshing.
Well. It's I can probably tell you because now you're looking at anime with a critical eye.
That's fair. It's not just turn your brain off and enjoy something.
And then that's what I think I kind of did. I just after a couple episodes, I just stopped caring, and then I was just watching it, and I got into it. But if you're looking at it, there's a lot of things don't make sense in this anime. But if you're looking at it technically, it's not good. But it's a good just turn your brain off anime. I think
that's fair.
Because there isn't, like, it's not drawn poorly. It's not voice acted poorly.
And it's not overly ecchi.
Right, yeah, no.
It's there. Yeah. So, yeah, a hot tub scene and all that.
It's competent in what it is, but it's just not executed well.
There's no, again, there's no real story.
Right.
There's no real arcs. It's just, like, all right, we're going to be diplomatic.
Like, the big thing is there's a big red dragon that they have to fight.
Well, you find that out in, like, the 12th episode.
No, it was in the beginning. It was
I mean, that was there, but then it was kind of off. Like, it wasn't really in your face.
No, it destroyed the thing, and then it attacked them, and then it went away. And then it comes back later, and as in, it's attacking another thing where that other elf shows up.
Oh, yes, at the end. I was on my phone a bit, though. The show's obscenely boring, because there isn't much of a story.
Like, there are story beats. Like, it's more on character stories. Like, the elf girl is, like... in denial about her dad's death, and she's thinking it's there, and then it gets to a point where she starts seeing the main character as her dad.
Yeah.
And then it gets into it a little bit the second season. I actually stopped, like, when him and the three girls went off to kill the dragon, because it's like, I only really liked it when it was, like, the military stuff going in against the other things, and now that they kind of took that out, and it's him and three girls, it's almost like a harem now. I kind of like, I'm kind of done with it. So, like I said, I went further, but... So there's things I like in it, but there isn't... It's not enough to hold it for a whole thing. Yeah,
not more than the main arc, which wasn't even an arc, but, like, the main first season.
What was the main arc?
It didn't have one, I swear.
It was them trying to mediate with the
main kingdom.
Yeah.
And, like, that happened 6 episodes in. There's another 6 episodes. 7? Whatever many it was. But, like, there were episodes after that in the first season.
Oh, and then they went back to Japan, and they did deal...
Yeah.
They had to deal with the Senate and
the
stuff.
The public answering questions and shit.
Yeah.
It was dumb. And, like, the person asking questions was so dumb and dumbfounded by their answers. It's like, I don't know what to do now. I'm like, I don't know how to rebut your answers.
Well, the person who was doing it was yelling at the girls who she thought was younger than her.
Yeah. It was just dumb. It's... Anime does this a lot where, like, a character, it's hard to explain, is, like, so one-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. They give them one character trait.
Like, this person that's interviewing you is an asshole. They want the JSDF or whatever to be the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I'm also really f***ing stupid. So when you answer a question and it's not the answer I was looking for, yeah. I don't know how to retaliate. Right. Like, I can't come back.
I mean, to be fair,
it's just dumb.
To be fair to it though, when she yelled at them about being her elder, and then she says, "Oh, this kid's 927 years old," you would be a little dumbfounded.
That's fine, but whatever.
I know. It's not that great. But honestly, I don't have a lot to say about it either.
Because of its lack of story, like, there isn't much to say.
Right. There isn't much at all to say about it, honestly. So we're not going to say anything else about it.
It's a 4 for me. It's below average.
I'm going to be a little kinder. I'm going to be at a 5.
That's fair.
Because I liked it.
I assumed, by the way, this was the next.
Oh, yeah. And you got the right one, too. I'm actually surprised.
That was, I think, the only one that was in the list.
That's, if you go back, right below it.
Oh, yeah. Ultimate.
Yeah.
Is it an OVA? I thought it was like a retelling.
It's labeled as OVA, but no, this is a Full Metal Alchemist deal.
Oh, so it is a retelling.
It's a retelling, yeah. Huh. They start completely over. But we're gonna do the original. We're not even there yet. Hold on.
Well, we're done.
No, was there anything else better in G?
Oh.
That's
I don't know.
That's the only thing I was curious about. Let's see. Ghost in the Shell, I like Ghost in the Shell better. Obviously. You didn't like Ghost in the Shell. Would you say this is better than Ghost in the Shell for you?
Oh, Grimgar. I'd watch this again over Ghost in the Shell for sure, but Grimgar's
not. I know. Grimgar was easily the best one. I like Ghost in the Shell, so that's kind of a tie for me.
What else are we watching, Gene?
I would have to let me go
there. I mean, we watched a couple other things. I don't see the names.
Let's see.
Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories, the English dub, obviously.
Goblin Slayer. Alright, so okay, our Grimgar Goblin Slayer for me.
Goblin Slayers also was really good. We have a movie to cover that eventually, too. Oh, Girls Bravo, that was terrible. We covered that. Ugh.
No, I mean, it's not at the bottom, at least.
Gossick, we covered that.
Yeah, that's it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not at the bottom.
No,
it's actually probably in the middle for me.
Yeah. It's an average, and it's what we gave it. We gave it an average one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as you know, if you've been paying attention to season, we're still not spinning the wheel because we're in our pick things, and we're on H. There is two big ones in H. Obviously, the other one is Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
But we're going with something Sean's never watching. I actually have seen this series.
I've seen an episode or two.
Right. But you haven't seen the whole thing.
No, not at all. Not even close.
So this is one of those rare animes that I know more about it than you do.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's happened a few times, actually.
Yeah. We're going to be covering Helsing this next episode. The original series, not the... What's it called? The...
Ultimate.
And like we were just saying, this is like a Full Metal Alchemist thing where they told a series... They told it one way, but the ending is completely different from the manga. And so the Ultimate, they followed closer to the manga. But honestly, the beginning... have followed the same beats, almost. So, I'm interested to see if you're going to like it or not.
I think I will. For some reason, I guess with the crosses or whatever, it reminds me of Wolfwood from Trigun. This big cross thing.
You know what?
A little bit.
The Helsing, I don't remember if that's his actual name, though. I don't think it is. But the main vampire in this, because it's a vampire thing, does remind me of Wolfwood a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just in, like, in style and look and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, hopefully we get an actual decent anime, because we're never...
Well, you can tell me, you know.
Well, I like it, but I don't know if you're going to like it.
That's fair. All right, but next episode.
But, like, we've been not doing very good with our own picks.
We've done pretty good, just not the last one, in my opinion. Pretty good overall, yeah. I mean, like, Full Metal was great, it was just long.
Yeah, all right, we'll cover Helsing next episode.
See you guys.
Bye.